will go live. We have flashing, and Chip, we have flashing on that video camera again. I'm sorry.
Chip knows how to fix it.
So for those of you that are watching on the stream, we're going to try to reset the camera for the second time here today.
That would be funny if
that doesn't work, we might fall.
No. We'll laugh at you.
That's not OSHA laughter.
As soon as I loaded it up, it decided to start flashing. Give it a second. Has to reset itself. Let's see if it. There we go. Thanks for your patience. That will stick around. Okay, it is 5:02 p.m. on Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. We'll call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Weigel.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Daniel.
Here. For our review of the minutes from our last meeting, I did have one change that was sent over to Leslie, and I don't know if you guys decided whether or not it needed to be changed or not, but the comma after the date. On minutes. I don't think that there has to be a comment there. But besides that, I didn't see any other issues. Were there any other changes? Okay, I'll make a motion that we approve the Board of Works minutes from the last meeting with the noted change.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Next up is vacate request for 415 Hannah Street. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Mark Ballard, 415 Hannah.
Okay. And we did get your letter.
Yep.
And so talk a little bit about, if you can just give us just a brief, for the public record, just a brief history of that property and it's, kind of your thoughts of where I want to go.
I say it's just a small triangle. Can't go anywhere. I mean, if they try to put Ohio Street through, that's a 40-foot drop back there.
Well, I think it's effectively, it'd have to actually cross either your property or neighbor's property.
Yeah.
Anyways, so I'm assuming that at some point they thought there's possibility that a road or something would go through there, but then you're getting into another personal property, yeah. And then you're getting to the river.
Wow.
And then across the street, or across the river from that is the cemetery.
Yeah.
So...
I think years ago, before that little subdivision was put in, the plan was to have a
road or something go through there, wasn't it?
Through a street. Subdivision. And obviously, it's just a triangle now.
Yeah.
Because I did call planning authority to make sure, you know, everything was had access to that property behind you. I said, well, it's a little triangle there, it really can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I was a little concerned about that.
Yeah, it's useless to anybody but us, basically.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been drawing that for years trying to figure it out. And, why would you do that the way it is? But it would just kind of create a headache, quite honestly, for somebody like yourself.
Yeah.
One of the concerns they have was access back there, but there is access west of there.
Mm-hmm.
To
Upper Quessy Street. Yep.
Back there. So, and like you said, it's a heck of a drop off also.
Yeah, I didn't think what that would cost.
So, basically, all we're looking at tonight to say if we say, go ahead with the process because there's a process involved.
Is there, I don't know anything what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So ultimately, there is a process of vacating that. Do we do that or does the council do that?
Well, I believe.
Without having margin here, I don't remember exactly.
So the steps are you guys make a favorable or unfavorable decision to send to council. They will have to apply for a public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll have an ordinance that will come before
the council
then,
okay,
for a final decision, and then I'll take it from there and take it over to the recorder's office and audit it.
And I think the primary reason behind that is because it is public land, even though you've
yeah.
been maintaining it for 20 years.
Yeah.
It is public land.
I've had
land
a fence across it for 20 years because we thought that's what When we put that fence up, that's what we were told, go straight across. So that's what we've done, and all of a sudden, 20 years later, it's a problem.
Yeah, I believe there's a filing fee also, plus a survey for that triangular fee, and that becomes a parcel.
It becomes a new parcel.
It becomes a new parcel.
Okay. Just gotta let us know what we gotta do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess I would recommend talking to the auditor's office to find all the proper, I mean, we can make it.
It's right here.
There you go.
Yeah, we have all that.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
I think I can sell it.
There's a process that has to be adhered to.
So I think we had the plot map, whatever, the walkers, I think is what it is.
Yeah, that's the survey.
That's all we needed.
With the plat?
With the plat.
Okay, well, that file is drawn up, and I think there is a date of 1968 or something like that.
Is that the Lovely Edition?
Yeah.
What date was that drawn up?
Well, it says 1986.
Okay.
Yeah, that's about right.
But there, like I say, just find out through the proper
procedures.
I know you have a survey along, a survey describing the triangular piece.
So.
This is all we've got.
That's the plat, yeah.
Small triangle.
Right, but they'll be asking for, they'll probably have to go.
Make one more line.
Go before parcel committee, and then they'll find out what that minimal acreage is, whatever it is. But that will become, as far as I know, it should be a separate parcel over.
That'll be the delineation, so it's no longer public, because right now it's connected to public infrastructure, public, right? So that's what it'll make it, your kind of private, assuming that the council will approve, of course. But I feel good about having a positive recommendation to the council on the matter, just because, again, the parcel doesn't go anywhere. It's not going to impact any access, ingress, egress, anything like that. They've already been taking care of it and handling it, so to me,
I would say it's okay to go ahead with the procedure.
Okay.
So
we always run into this.
Yes.
Every time somebody wants to vacate an alley or vacate a portion of the street, just because of headache, quite honestly.
Because of the process.
Yeah, for the process. So.
Okay, so we just kind of started in and work our way down the list.
Yes. So I'll make a motion that we pass on a favorable recommendation to the council for this
procedure.
Or to start the procedure, I guess. Well, yeah, but I think we want to still give a positive recommendation to council that we're okay with this. Right? Okay. So let me rephrase. I'd like to make a motion to give a favorable recommendation to council for this right of way vacation. Following the process.
I'll second.
Okay, motion seconded. Further discussion. All those papers for the usual sign. It is unanimous, okay?
So just,
yeah, go ahead.
It seems like to me every time we talk about this, they change it up.
Who is they?
Yeah.
You.
Never mind. No.
We don't change the process. No, we don't.
It starts at the top, don't it?
There are multiple tops. Just keep that in mind. But no, I would say, again, from the city standpoint, obviously, because it's public land,
yeah.
I think that's why there's a process in place. But ultimately, the county for that parcel committee, they'll want to split that off and that. So just follow that process.
Yes.
If you have questions. My suggestion is probably call Nathan, right? Nathan Bilger with the Planning and Building Department.
Okay.
But if you can't get anywhere there, give me a call. I'll get you the right person.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
I know the auditor's office is pretty good.
The auditor, too? Okay.
Okay. Yep,
Thank you. Thanks for coming. I appreciate you guys. Okay. Next up, we have the request for alley access at 604 East Jackson Street. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Simon Naus, 604 East Jackson Street, Columbus City, Indiana.
Okay, and this is regarding, I think, a garage?
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, and so the biggest issue I think we had was from our electric department, right? You wanted to have a bit of a setback regarding the pole.
Yeah.
And
standard setback is 10 feet from the outside of our lines. We kind of decided that 10 feet from the center of the pole would be acceptable, and so that's the recommendation I set off.
So the pole runs alley length there?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
And I think the biggest complaint was, you know, the neighbor's garage is sitting a lot closer to the alley than that, but guys, like, I mean, issues like this are why we have the rules we have now.
Gotcha.
That we didn't have before.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
I understand.
I'm okay with, I mean, a little bit of negotiation.
It's, yeah.
That's just our standard procedure.
So I think one of the things that was noted by planning and building was that you may have to resituate it.
I wanted to propose that.
Okay.
If we rotated, we shouldn't have to dig up the power line and move it. It's buried for our property. I measured out, and where it's marked right now, I should clear on the inward side towards my driveway. And that would also only, it would cut the alley access down that I would need in half. So the width would be turned. I would only extend my driveway approximately 20 feet, and it would run in the whole length, generally speaking,
yeah.
Not the entire length of my driveway, but the majority of the driveway, and then it would clear, making it, I think, better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if I push it 10 feet, I run into the power line again and run into other obstacles that were there. So I was going to ask if that was a feasibility.
So by reorienting it, then you'll have one of the garage doors that will go directly into the alley. The other two garage doors will go into your parking or in your driveway.
Correct.
Yes. But that should alleviate the conflict potentially with electrical line that's already there.
Correct.
So that's the electrifying that feeds his house.
That feeds the house. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the main power.
Not the main, not the pole line. It would still be.
Understand that. So, but that would be set back that, what did you say, 5 or 10, 5 feet from?
From our property line.
From your property line.
And that is, our property line is right at where the stake is. Or right at where the pole. The pole and the stake are almost at the exact same spot.
Okay.
The stake is just outside. I have a picture, kind of. I don't know if it got shared.
I think it did.
But the stake is like
yes.
Right beside where the pole is.
Yep.
So if we're coming back, it's about, what I measure, about 6 feet-ish to the edge of the pole from where I was trying to mark it out.
Our cross arms are 10 feet, mm-hmm. or 8 feet at that location, so that puts us 4 feet. Away from that pole with power lines. That's, we just need to get a truck in there to work on the power lines, basically, is our biggest concern.
Okay.
And if I rotate, I should give you 20-ish feet from the edge of the building
right.
to the pole.
Right.
So it should give you more space if I rotate.
Do you feel confident with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's our only concern, obviously, is you don't have to get a truck underneath those lines.
Yep. Okay. So, I'm trying to remember here. Is the reason that you're coming to us because of that conflict?
Actually, alley access.
The alley access.
Okay. I needed that. And
I,
that,
like, I feel like
that,
there's another issue.
That would,
there, so.
That would, and then that was just the added portion of being here was the potential resolution of if we rotated, would that resolve that issue?
Yeah, and I hear yes is the answer.
Yeah, as long as, again.
With that setback, you're good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Over a minimum of 5 feet from the property line, that gives us 6 foot from the pole. So.
Yes, yes. Okay, and I'm trying to remember here. Let me pull that up real quick on GIS here. So I know that there are other accesses to the alley in the back.
The
there,
only
right?
one I know of on our street might be the old daycare that's up for sale.
Uh-huh.
But no one else has a driveway or a garage facing it that I'm aware of. We are the only ones that have something on it.
Yeah, well, I guess, and I'm saying in
my block.
Yeah,
in my block.
If you go down a half a block,
there are others
to the west. There's another garage that goes off of the alley. There's there's 1, 2, 3 different driveways that come four,
yeah.
actually four that come off of the
farther,
alley.
Farther down,
so,
correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm just as a kind of as a thought pattern there. I mean, I don't know how much traffic you have coming from Mary River that goes down the alley. I'm assuming it's a little more than what the next block may, but it's not much.
It's very minimal. Most
yeah.
of the time it's us or one of our immediate neighbors that their son takes it to go around.
Gotcha.
Most of the time it's the side access that's right by their school because of the road that or the entryway that's blocked off. They turn in the gravel there
mm-hmm.
and then try to get to the school.
Yeah.
So that's most of the traffic. The back alley is normally pretty empty.
Gotcha. I personally don't have a problem with having a garage door access that goes that you said 20 feet back from the alley. No, 20 some feet back from the alley. What did you say?
So from it would be from my property line. It'd be 5 foot back. So it would be it's about that off of the gravel access to the
okay.
alley. It's on that over overhead picture, you can kind of get an idea. It would be about, it'd be a little more than 6 feet from the pole, because the pole is a little bit off the gravel itself, but gotcha. Technically from the plat and the measurement of the alley, it's closer, but the alley's not fully graveled or maintained to that true line. So
I understand what you're saying now. Okay.
But yeah, I would like to be able to pull in off something off and on from there, or pull out like
something, set a car there before it gets into there.
That's what I'm wondering is you're not like
I'm not planning to use that as a driveway.
You're not going to have space to put a car in front of it because that would go out.
Correct. I'm not. That's not what the plan is. It's just
really
strictly for being able to have a garage door, pull stuff in there as needed and out. The primary hope is that the side doors would be what I need. Mm-hmm. I plan to put things in and use it that way.
Yeah.
But the main entrance there, if I have like I have an old Volkswagen, a 63 Volkswagen, it's smaller. I could put it in on the side, and it would be easier for me to get in and out than anything else I'd have. So.
Okay. Gotcha. Any other questions? So I guess I'm trying to understand here. Do you think this is a recommendation to the building department that we're accepted? That this is acceptable to? Okay. Okay, I'll make a motion that we grant a favorable recommendation to turning the building.
Okay.
Number one, and number two, allowing that access garage door to go onto the alley.
Okay, and the 5 foot off the property line in the new orientation from the alley.
In the new orientation.
In the new orientation.
From the property line.
Yes, from the property line.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I will second that.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those favors of the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay? So obviously keep working with the building and or planning and building department and they can they can help navigate that.
I have a meeting for a variance. I have a meeting for a variance next week for square footage.
So we'll send over our favorable recommendation to them so they can incorporate that in the documents.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay. So thank you. Next up is encroachment request. 1315 East Boulder Run has requested a table until the next meeting. So next up is 605 West Ellsworth. Come on up. Name and address, please.
Monica Grant, 605 West Ellsworth.
Thank you. And tell us what you want to do.
I would like to put a fence up about 4.5 to 5 feet from the road.
Okay.
A split rail cedar fence.
Gotcha.
I apologize. I forgot to send the email. It's been a busy week. And then I forgot to bring my computer as well. So, but I have some pictures
well,
I can show you
what
it will look like.
If you sent what you sent in, I think we can use some of that for sure. If you will approach, I just want to make sure that what I'm looking at is what you're telling us. So this is what we have. And I'm assuming that black is where you're wanting the fence, correct?
Okay, so this fence will run this. Okay, thank you. So that, so the fence will run this. Okay, thank you. So that, so the fence will run. Gotcha. Okay, so it's a see-through. Is that a dual-use driveway?
We have two driveways.
Yeah.
We have Julia's and we have our own private driveway.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this,
but we only want the dual driveway.
Huh.
Yeah, but the right of way right there seems to change. goes from your where it's platted, where it's a normal 60-foot there, maybe, and then it looks like it was back to what the county used to be. At a 40-foot right of way, it looks like it drops to that right. She's coming in. Know, 4.5 to 5 feet. I drove out there and looked at it.
Oh,
yeah.
That was you.
Yeah.
Who's that dog?
Yeah. I drove out there and looked at it this afternoon, and the only concern I had is, you know, pulling out onto the road. Those things are that big.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to see oncoming traffic. But yeah, then I was kind of concerned if it's in the right of way or not. Of course, with the new rule that we approved. Probably doesn't matter as long as it stays at a certain height, but I was concerned for people pulling in and out of your drive. With that size of it, because there's a big tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some really big trees
yeah.
out there also, and I was like, well, I don't know how fit for you exactly, but, you know about the property and I have, but I did look at that, and I was like, oh, I hope, I was just concerned people coming in and out.
So, for them, we actually don't use that right at all.
This looked like multiple people who use this drive.
Yeah, but that's all this house, so we don't use this drive at all. With this, we just use this one.
Okay, but these people do.
Yeah, they do.
There you go.
So we only want to put the stone right. That one would be different. There's the tree, the bush,
right.
And another bush. We want to put it in between the two bushes that are further in. So it wouldn't be on the corner of that one. The only one would be like the ones that are in the corner, like right here on our personal drive. And those are also more natural for if this is pretty common. It will be smaller brick.
Now, what type of fence was it going to be?
A cedar split rail.
Do you have a picture of that by chance?
Yes.
Okay.
So we're going to do that, and hopefully if we get it in, we can remember it immediately. Hopefully plant all the landscaping this fall. Because you're on the fence and everything.
Well, that was, like you say, how big is that?
The stone pillars a little bit?
Or, yeah, how big is your corner piece?
Also, those are probably not going to be done until next year. We also have some other types of things. So we don't want to make those rooms look pretty permanent until those are decided upon.
Like they're only 4.5 feet off. You know, that's, we don't know where the right of way is exactly on that.
I apologize. We're having some more camber issues, so I was trying to work on that. But the split rail I'm not concerned about, but it's the pillar issue that you're talking about, right? So, like figuring that out about where that would make the most sense. I guess the other question I had was about utilities. Do we have any utilities in the front there? Have you had this marked yet, or do you know? No utilities in the front. Can I get a confirmation on that from our?
Yes,
there's no utilities in the front? Okay. Mike Shoda, water utilities in the front? Yes, there are?
Yeah.
Okay.
On their side?
How on there, on the south side of Ellsworth? East or west Ellsworth?
It's on the north side.
North side, so you don't have to worry about that. Okay.
Sewer's in the road, I believe, right, Mike? I believe so.
Yeah, of course, main's in the road.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we don't have issues with utilities, so that's good. So again, when I hear you saying, Dan, your only issue is potentially the pillars that could create a line of sight issue for getting out of that driveway.
Yeah.
Is what I'm hearing you say?
Yeah, well, I see a big tree right there.
Yeah.
It kind of hinders that, too.
Yeah.
When I was out there, like, a tree kind of in the way also. That's a big one. But I think you're looking to put the pillars in front of the tree.
Yes.
Yeah, so that might, between the tree and the pillar. And
yeah.
I'm just like, that's a,
yeah.
It would be a little hazardous.
I mainly... If we don't get the pillars, that's fine. That was more aesthetic. The fence is supposed to be aesthetic, and also our lot is so large, unmarked. We're hopeful to
give some marking to it.
Some marking, and then also a barrier for our children to not have a sidewalk, or even it goes immediately to the street. So that's kind of, so if we don't get the pillars, that's fine. I'll make it pretty anyway.
At the end of the day, I would probably be, I'd feel better about the pillars if they were back a little further, but I know that could make a squonky angle for your fence having to kind of dip in, if you will, to make it so it sets back from the road enough that you have good line of sight both ways. And ultimately, it's not as much a concern for me about, like you guys, because if you put them in, you know what to look for. My concern is who comes after you, or if someone else lives in that, and then there's maybe issues. I don't know. The other thing I was also thinking about here is where the topography of the road. Doesn't it come down toward your property on both sides? The road, Ellsworth Street, doesn't it come down? Aren't you in kind of the dip of the road? Do you know what I'm talking about?
A little better than the hill right there.
Yeah, it's like slowly going down the hill.
Well, I guess the reason I'm saying that is that line of sight may not be as big of an issue if you're in the valley. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I know, like, ours, it does dip down. Like, so the fence won't be even with the road because it immediately starts going down our property off the street.
Yeah.
Except for the part in front of our home is flat.
So I'm looking at Google, obviously, because Google's amazing. So, so you have a long stretch here. And you're on a downward slant here. Is this your driveway?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
That's your shared driveway.
That's your shared driveway. So you have another one down there.
Our personal driveway is right there.
Okay. Is it on there? Or I just missed it.
Depending on how old this is, that driveway is not
gotcha.
That old.
I think this is an old.
We've only lived there for about a year at this point.
Where is it in comparison to that pine tree? Is it between here?
I'm
sorry.
This is so old.
Yeah, I know.
This pine tree is on the other side of it, and it's between.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's give or take.
Yeah.
Here.
It's all the most important. So it's all right here.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. So my point of saying that is that if that's where pillars are going to be.
Yeah, and it does slope. Our driveway does go down.
Down.
And it's just one pillar. It's
well,
not a pillar on either
side. It would be a pillar on either side.
Oh. Hopefully
to balance it.
So I'm just saying, they should have a pretty good line of sight both ways.
Yeah, I
right there. I'm
only 4.5 feet off the road. I don't know if Kelly has an issue with that, especially with snow plowing. And, you know, we get about 3 inches snow, and then you hit that with snow when you're running 30, 45, 30 mile an hour.
But if that's the case, I'll lose
it. Yeah,
so, I don't know. I guess personally, I would say I recognize what you're saying. I have less of a problem with it, knowing the line of sight issue is pretty much, I think, good.
I totally do. The fence will be a beautiful addition no matter what as well.
Look at it.
The pillar is perfect. That was my grandparents' idea. So.
Are the north side going to be 4.5 feet back, or is the north
probably a little bit further back, even because we'll have the fence dip in a little bit, and then they'll have fence posts going out on the line our driveway. So here's the pillar, the fence will go down on the side line of the driveway.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah.
And then
that's what I'm thinking. Like with split rail on both sides, I don't know. Are you going to? I know you say you're going to decorate it, and I have no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. I guess my question is, what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to, that if in a normal split rail, we can see through it?
Just planting like bulbs and like landscaping, Christmas bulbs, we'll put garland and like lights.
Gotcha.
Or if I figured out, I don't have to get it for that.
No.
And the pillars, which is hopefully make it a little more
bright.
Yeah. We have almost 2 acres.
I personally feel comfortable with it. That's my personal opinion. Again, you may differ, and that's okay, Dan. I just think if it were to be solid vinyl or some kind of fencing on both sides, I would probably have a little more concern because there isn't any way to look around it. But with split rail,
we're talking 2 feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, if you're okay with it, I'll make a motion to. I'm going to make a motion to. I got to get back to it. I'll make a motion that we approve the encroachment agreement for 605 West Ellsworth as presented.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor, please show sign. It is unanimous. Okay. So we will
get this sent over tomorrow.
So so we'll get this sent over to the planning and building department. So you'll need to communicate with them in a day or two. Communicate with them, and they'll help you through the rest of the process.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a question. Who would I talk to if I wanted to get my mailbox moved to the other side of the street?
Yeah,
is that ever going to happen?
I would suggest talking to the post office, postmaster.
But that will never happen?
I didn't say that.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
The postmaster. My suggestion is you go in and you go face-to-face with the postmaster, mm-hmm. rather than sending an email, if you can do that.
This is again, I want to build the mailbox into the filler.
Yeah, I tried moving a mailbox once and got in a lot of trouble with that.
but he didn't ask for permission.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought he was required to ask for permission for the fence, and I was like, I don't want to move it up, and then that would be a problem.
Yeah, then you got to take it. Yes, exactly.
That's why it's okay. Yeah.
Letting know you're right. And you.
I know.
Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, next up is pay request for Brooks Construction. I'm assuming that will go to Chip. Is that going to you?
No,
okay.
That's Mr. Searbold.
That goes
I
to
can
Kelly,
take it if you'd
Kelly
like
is
it to.
Not here, but I think, as I remember, what I was told by A&Z is that two things. Number one is they've gone through this and it is good to go. And number two is, I think we're going to end up saving some money on this project, which is a positive thing. So
yeah, I agree with you.
So much so that I think we'll be able to actually pay for the inspection potentially at the phase 3 of Westgate next year, assuming we get the crossings grant. So anyway, long story short is, I think it's good to go on this. So I'll make a motion that we approve pay request number 2 with Brooks Construction Company in the amount of $823,520.91.
Second.
Motion second. Further discussion. All those in favor for the usual sign. It is unanimous. I believe the next one is you, Mr.
Yes.
Chip.
Yes, this is probably one of the flows we've got a final payout left to go, but this one's for $502,900.55 to pay Pulver for the trail. Just a quick update on the trail. I reached out to Pulver this afternoon because if you haven't noticed, they're halfway done painting the piano keys and crosswalks and everything, and Three Rivers Barricade should be in by the end of the week to finish all that and get all the detour signs down and cleaned up, and then we'll just have the railroad to deal with.
Okay. I'll make a motion. We approve engineer's project number 5251, pay application number 5, in the amount of $502,900.55 presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion. All those in favor should be the usual sign. It is unanimous. Thank you. Next up is the quote approval. Sean, I believe this is you.
Yeah, so when I asked this to be on the agenda, I thought I had sent this to Marcia for review, but apparently I forgot that process. My apologies. So if we want to table it, give her some time to look at it, that's completely up to you. There's not much as far as contract language in there, but I'm perfectly okay pushing it back.
So we are not in a hurry?
Nope. It's going to be this fall at some point, but they're currently working at Northeastern RMC, and they're going to be there for at least a couple of weeks. So,
a couple of weeks? Marcia, do you think if I move it to the end of the agenda that we'll be able to go?
Yeah, I'm going
to
look right now.
Okay, we'll just move it to the end of the agenda.
Not much on that.
Okay, so we will pause on that one and come back to it. Next is conflict of, I think it's supposed to be conflict of interest.
Yep.
Yeah. Conflict of interest statement. This is for Janice Daniel, and this is on the Uniform Conflict of Interest Disclosure Statement for Janice. Any questions, comments, concerns about that? She is on the tree board. And there are times where she will bid on those projects. I know, Chip, you're a part of, or you oversee the tree board. She excuses herself from the conversation.
Yes, she excuses herself and from every bid that we've done. So,
yep.
Yeah.
So
I don't see any conflict.
Okay. Any questions?
Will you approve it?
Yes, I need a motion to approve the conflict of interest statement.
I will make a motion to approve the conflict of interest statement.
A second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. Lisa and Dan vote approve, and I abstain just because it's my aunt. Full disclosure. Next up is street closures. Excuse me, I can't speak. Street closures. First up is the Fall Festival. This is a retroactive approval. This is for the Catholic Church, St. Paul, and for their fall festival, and it was for the alley that runs between Spencer Street and Ellsworth Street. I did give the approval. I believe, Gary, you also gave the approval, so I need retroactive approval. So if someone will make that motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the street closure for the Fall Festival for St. Paul Lacrosse, September 21st, 2025, Fall 4, which is a Sunday. Make it retroactive.
Mm-hmm. I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. The next one is also a retroactive approval. I apologize. We try not to make that the norm. But we were notified that it was moving. You probably knew that already, but we did not. I don't think they knew when they were moving until after the last meeting or something. So, anyways, long story short is that they needed a few of the parking spaces in front of Moveover, 5 to be specific, and so they requested those 5 spaces. I know that Gary had requested that they talk to adjoining businesses there, and they did. So. I would ask for we both approved that, so I would ask for retroactive approval of that street closing request.
I'll make a motion that we accept a parking spaces for vacation on 922 or 926 and 2025.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Nice. Next up is Whitley County Law Enforcement EVO training, or Emergency Vehicle Operations Training. This is being put forth by Deputy Chief Anderson. And this is on Tower View between Van Buren and Short Street. This happens twice a year, typically?
Yeah.
Yeah. Twice a year, our city and county, and I don't know if Cherubusco and South Whitley also. So,
they're invited as well.
Yep, they come use Tower View, and I think they use some of the. Have you asked permission? All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good.
He usually does a great job asking me long before.
Okay.
We have so long they forget.
They forget about it. So, in any case, different law enforcement agencies of Whitley County get together, and they utilize that area for those emergency vehicle operation. They put up a course, and it's a good opportunity. I'm trying to remember. Do the businesses along Tower View there, are they still working on that during that time frame?
Usually Sunday, and we've had a time or two where they need to come in.
We let them in, and then they stop everything.
Let them in.
Yep, I thought so. I know you guys worked around people in that regard, so. Any questions regarding the street closure permit? I'll make a motion we approve the Whitley County Law Enforcement EVO training street closure permit as presented.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. I think Veterans Marathon street closing permit. I think that's the same as normal, right? Is the course the same as normal?
Yeah.
So again, everything is the same as it's always been, I think. But 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. Basically Van Buren Street, Chauncey, a little bit of Chauncey there, and kind of the course itself. But besides that, I know our Columbia City Police and our Whitley County Sheriff's Department work with them really closely to make sure those runners and walkers and whoever are safe. So maybe for the 5K.
We
can do the 5K. I'll make a motion we approve the Veterans Marathon street closing permit as requested.
I'll second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Are we ready for... Nope, not yet.
No, I am, but unfortunately...
It's going to be bumped, isn't it?
I don't know. Okay. I just have some questions, and I'm really, really sorry.
Okay.
So first of all, there is no 2.1, so I'm assuming that they're referencing scope of work 2, and it says it can be performed for the lump sum price of... I think it shall be performed for the not-to-exceed lump sum price, and then they say that again in 3.1. Minus optional testing. Will there be any testing?
No, that's all being performed by a separate...
Okay, so we don't have to worry about that. And then who's preparing the contract or the purchase order? Will they be preparing that?
That's us.
Okay, yes. Because we need to have some liability protections. I don't know what all they're doing here, but I want to make sure that they're responsible for all their work and that they're insured.
Right.
And all of this, so that needs to be in that contract, and then it meets city requirements for those contracts by law, not our law.
Right. But I think what I'll have you do is take that and add the language that you think we need.
Okay, maybe we better. Yeah, I just think there's a few things, and plus there's a sentence that just stops and then it doesn't continue on. So I wasn't sure what they were going to method of what. So
okay.
I'm really sorry.
So we will table the Premier Power and Maintenance quote approval till the next meeting. Okay. Bills.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $302,504.27 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated September 23rd, 2025 for checks.
Second.
Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous.
I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable in the amount of $925,610.85 from the allowance of accounts payable vouchers dated September 23rd, 2025 for EFT payments.
I think it's 810, not 610. Oh. You double check me on that? Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that I'm not, that either...
One of us wrote it wrong.
One of us wrote it wrong.
It's most likely me.
It's okay. This would be for EFTs, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's okay. So it's the 925 something.
925-810.
Okay. So just amend it to say $810 instead.
Okay. I'll amend it to say $925,810.85 from the allowance of accounts payable voucher dated September 23rd, 2025 for EFT payments.
Second. Thank you. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor, show by the usual sign. It is unanimous.
And I'll make a motion to pay all accounts payable except overtime in the amount of $277,242.38 plus overtime in the amount of $14,156.30 for a total of $291,398.68 for the pay file ending September 5th, 2025.
Second. Motion seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor show the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Are you going to stick around for OCIP?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would you be okay if I waited and did department head reports at the beginning of the council meeting? Okay.
I'm not going to make them do it again.
Okay. So here's my request. We will put department head reports at the beginning of the council meeting. Okay, that doesn't mean you get to go. But at the beginning of the council meeting, but so Lisa and Dan and I don't all have to hear it twice. But I will ask, do you guys have anything for the Board of Works that you need addressed now? Mike.
I talked to Leslie about getting wages to put the main in on Jefferson Street, Jefferson Drive.
On Jefferson Drive?
And then we'll, the water department will do all the hookups.
Okay.
So.
Are you going to have a contract put together for that?
We had a price. Do you have that, Leslie? Do you remember?
I can get one here.
And that's because of other projects that have pulled you off of that job?
We got going on right
and
now.
And you're hearing the clock tick, the snow's about ready to fly?
Yeah.
Okay.
They can get it done in probably a week and a half, or it might take us 3-4 weeks.
Gotcha. Okay.
Total price. The $35,850.
Yeah. Okay. Is the board of works okay with him moving forward with $35,000, $35 and change for Wygens to do that Jeffrey Drive? For Jeffrey Drive, where is it to and from?
It starts just probably 25 feet west of Azuba Court, and it goes down just before Blue River Drive.
Okay. Is it in the front or behind the houses?
It's going to be under the sidewalk.
Under the sidewalk, okay. And then replacing the sidewalk, you guys will do or have contracted?
Yeah.
Okay. Any questions of Mike? You guys good with that?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know that we need formal approval because of the dollar amount, but it looks like you have to go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you. Anything else from the department heads? Okay. Marcia?
Nothing.
Leslie?
Nothing.
I'll give you a little bit of stuff going on right now. It's pretty hectic, but we're working on a couple of different projects, working potentially on maybe going the BOT, which is build, operate, transfer purchase method, if you will, for potentially for the amphitheater. So my hope is that the next council meeting we'll have some kind of a resolution for the council to kind of take that into consideration, but that would be the next logical project for Eagle Park, and it's going to take a little bit to get engineered and all that kind of good stuff, but I think there's a good option there. We also are looking at potentially doing a downtown, which you guys know this, but we did a downtown plan, two or three years ago, we're looking at maybe 27 being the year that we actually do the downtown project. In next year's budget, I put aside some money for a preliminary engineering report so that we're kind of prepared to go after grants and things of that for downtown. So I'll also talk a little bit with the council about that as well, but that's kind of what's happening. Of course, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the passing of our county commissioner, Chad Banks, and went to his funeral today, and you know, multiple other people were as well. Great service. It was very focused on his faith, and so I think that that was a really impactful thing. But long story short is our condolences, obviously, to all Banks family, to our county employees. We have worked well together, you know, we'll continue to do that, it's been tough for I think a lot of us, so in any case, I want to pass on our condolences to our county friends and certainly to the Banks family. Tomorrow we have youth council, and I think we're going to be trimming the trails even though it's going to rain, so we'll be doing that. We also have Little Turtle Elementary coming in on Thursday, and I'll be out for Mayor's Roundtable on Friday. But we have Family Safety Festival coming up on Friday or on Saturday, and that's from 9 to noon in downtown. And I know our public safety individuals will be there, and I think there'll maybe some others that are going to be there. I'm not sure. But long story short is we started that, I think, last year, and it's been really, really beneficial. I think that's all I have for right now. Dan? Okay. Anything from we don't have no press. Anything from the audience? Okay. We'll call the meeting adjourned. Thank you.